Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. I haven't had a program in quite some time, and I'm trying to get back in the grind of things with the new year. I've had a lot go on in the past 6 months, or even the last maybe 6 to 8 months of last year. My father passed away. You know, I had some good things. I got married and some life changes in my life and one thing after the other, and just had to catch a breath with all of that. Moved with a whole bunch of life changes at one time, which we all go through that where, you know, you just have one life stage after the other. Not that it's good or bad, but it just happens. And so sometimes you just have to take a breath and get your footing level again, and you know, the best footing and get yourself grounded is to be grounded in the love of God and in Christ. So I'm starting off the new year being grateful, like many of you, for a new year, for to me a new year, a new day, a fresh start, to refocus on some of the things that I would like to accomplish, and I hope that you find the time to do that. You know, each new year you bring about the intentions for your new year or the resolutions or what you're going to do. And I've come to a place that I'm just going to try and do and be the best that I can be is really what it is. And to bring and face each day resting in God and knowing that each day is a new beginning. And I get to try one more time, yet again, to be the best that I can be. You know, even to be the best that I can be is to me to be reliant on God for that, because I'm the best when I'm flowing in Him and knowing who I am in Him. That is when I'm the best thing possible. So today, what we're going to be talking about is grace. Wow, radical grace. And just to give you something to think about, you know, grace is radical. Because when you think about God's grace to us when we have messed up, when we've made mistakes, when we've fallen down, when we haven't even forgiven ourselves or others, when we get so offended by ourselves, I mean, we get so offended by what others have said or done to us, and we get into that mode of unforgiveness. You know, sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and realize, you know, that we are human and we make mistakes and we say the wrong things and we do the wrong things. And sometimes we're not as kind and compassionate as we would hope to be. And I'm like Paul when Paul says, you know, the more I try to do the best that I can do, sometimes that just does not turn out right. And Paul has that right, but that's the humanness in us. And thank God for His grace and mercy. His grace is so pure and is so proportionate to how much He loves us. And when we mess up over and over again, His grace, you know, that line in the Bible, His grace is sufficient. I am so grateful for the grace of God. And when you think about that, that grace is proportioned to His love, how much He must love us to be just to give us grace over the mistakes that even others can't forgive us for. But His grace is sufficient. I just want you to think about how radical that is in proportion to we could never portray or give to others the grace that God gives us, that God gives to us. It's just not humanly possible for us to even contain that much compassion, love, mercy. So, but if we could even give each other a measure, a small portion of the grace that God gives us, how radical that would be. Take a moment to think on that as I play Vicki Yo, Heathstone, you amaze me. Because you know what? God just amazes me. He's just so good. So this is Vicky Yogi, and you amaze me.
Your glory surrounds me when I walk on the floor. I felt your hand upon me. In Calvary, you are.
Wow, when you think about it, isn't it amazing how God's grace covers us? How His grace is, you know, when I listen to that song, you just amaze me. Your mercy and your grace. You know, when others can't even understand the way I think, the way I feel, how I act, your mercy and your grace covers me. It amazes me. Wow. You know, so today we're talking about how radical grace is. And just would have to start with what is grace? You know, some people or some of the definitions that you get is grace is often defined as the unmerited favor of God toward us. Unmerited, meaning undeserving. It is a free gift to us. Just, and it's in, as I said earlier, in proportion to His love for us is His grace. And then you would have to say, and His mercy. Because in all of our humanism, as I think back over my life and I think about you know, as you live, you grow, you learn, you evolve. And I think back over my life and I think of some of the crazy and the stupid things that I've done to myself and to others, and how others may not have understood me or misunderstood me or misinterpreted what I said or did. And even though I may have said I'm sorry and really felt that sorry, that I was so sorry in my heart for saying whatever I did to offend someone, you know how sometimes for some people it's just not enough. They have to hold on to that. Aren't you so glad? Think of how many times your actions, your behavior, your words, your thoughts, your deeds just make God look at you and say, baby. But yet, he still loves you. He still shows you that mercy, that grace, that unmerited favor he still gives to you. And it is in direct proportion to his love for us. You know, I can't even imagine how much God loves me. And sometimes I repeat to myself, God loves me. You know, he loves me. Young girl from the hood, done some good things and bad things, some awesome things and some not so awesome things, but God still loves me. You know, that alone is amazing, as Mickey would say. It's that alone right there is amazing, that he would love me through all of that, through my good, through my bad, through the ugly. He loves me. And then he shows grace and mercy and compassion to me. And, you know, God's grace is proportioned to his love, as I was saying. His love is freeing, forgiving, lavishing. It is so unbelievable. It amazes me, as Vicki says. And he loves us past our weaknesses. He sees us in his perfected view of us. And that is a measure of his grace. That he sees beyond our faults. He sees our needs. He sees us in our perfected state. The state in which he created us was a perfect state. And in coming into this earth suit and being in this earth realm, we live in this humanness that, you know, we fall, we get down, we don't do so good, we do good, and we do better some days. And beyond all of that, he sees that and he still loves us and shows us grace, this unmerited favor that even you just sometimes wouldn't, sometimes we don't forgive ourselves or others and we hold on to some things and it causes us to be in a rut, stuck in a place of unforgiveness when we can't move past offenses. You know, when we hold on to failures of our past, when we just even hold on to the past, because you know what? God's grace frees us to move forward, to move past wherever the lesson we were to learn. And you know what? Failures are really places where you can actually grow from a failure. You know, some of our most evolving moments in our lives is when we stop to look at what we would call a failure or a mistake, reflect on it, and ask yourself those questions of how could I have done this better? Was there a better way to do this? What was my part in this? And then to move forward from that. Once you've learned a lesson, once you've reflected on that, once you owned up to your portion of it and then to move past it, that's growth, that's evolving, that's keep on going. And that's what God's grace allows us to do, is to move past our past, to move forward, and to keep on going, you know. And a lot of times we get stuck in places because we haven't forgiven ourselves or we haven't forgiven others. So we get stuck. We get stuck in a place of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, And all of these things, you know, build up inside of us. And they can manifest in other ways. From the outward, they come from the inside, and they can manifest outward in our health, in our behaviors, and the way that we treat people. You know, and I know we've all met some people that are just mean and nasty sometimes. But if you could go down to their core, the core of why they are that way, most of the time, at the core of that is somebody who has been stuck in a place where they haven't been able to forgive. They are stuck in a place of angerness or bitterness or selfishness, or they're just in a place where they can't move past that because they're just stuck in that place because they hold on to some emotions that we all have to, and not only us, I mean, we all are guilty of that at some point when you are really angry with somebody and you can't move past it. It's because you haven't forgiven that person. You've held on to that. And one of the beautiful things about grace is that it allows us, it frees us to let go of that, to go ahead and forgive. You know, and I've said this over and over again, that forgiveness is not always, and it's a great thing, it is an awesome thing because it frees you, but forgiveness is mostly for you because you don't want to be stuck where you can't grow. You know, you're just stuck in a place where you can't move forward, you can't move backward, you're just stuck in this one place. And sometimes we become comfortable in that place because we don't have to face issues. We don't have to face maybe our past. And it's good to face your past, to reflect on your past, to see how you could do better with it so that you can grow and move forward. But it's not good to stay there. When you think about God's grace, that unmerited favor, part of that favor is the ability to allow you to move forward. And then just favor, period. You know, sometimes you just, you know, God blesses us, and sometimes you just have to say, you know, that's his favor. And I know that there was a pastor who would say favor ain't fair. You know, sometimes God just gives us favor in situations. When you can move forward, he'll just bless you with some favor in your job, favor with friends, favor with people, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it seems to people, where did they come from? How did they get here? They just moved past certain things, and they just moved up. What happened? Sometimes you can't explain it. It is his unmerited favor that allows you to move forward, even when you wonder yourself how you got that. What the song say, how I made it over. I don't even know how I made it over, but God. That's one of my favorite sayings. You know, it's a lot of things in my life that I can't even explain to you. You know, how I've had sickness and cancer and all of these things, but I am still here, still talking. And when people ask me, how is that possible? All I can say is, but God, his grace, his unmerited favor has brought me through some things that most people wouldn't even think about living through, through some testimonies, through bad relationships, through whatever. And each time some of those things happen, something in me got a little bit stronger each time. And I didn't know where that strength came from. When I thought I was going to fall on my face and wasn't going to make it through a situation, somehow there was this inner strength, this inner peace that came up in me. And I know it was God, but God that gave me the grace to move forward. And I know we all have a testimony like that, where, you know, sometimes you looked at a situation and you didn't know how in the world you were going to make it through that, but God's grace and his favor and his mercy and his loving kindness toward us moved you past the situation, moved you past where you thought you couldn't go past, took you to another level in life that you didn't even feel like, how did I deserve to get here? And you look at the situation and you don't even know, but God and his grace and his mercy and his loving kindness towards us. And it all stems when you choose to have a relationship with him. These are the benefits of choosing to have a relationship with God. And it's such a choice. It's just a choice. It's just a choice to choose to have a relationship with the Father of the universe, to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. To choose to do that brings about this grace, this unmerited favor that saves us from ourselves most of the time. And as I said, sometimes to look at God's grace and see how His grace abounds is to help us to see how we should have some grace, some mercy, some forgiveness toward others and to ourselves. You know, sometimes we are harder on ourselves than others. And you have to think, if the Creator of the universe can offer you grace as a gift, then surely you could cut yourself a little slack and give yourself a break. And, you know, a lot of times our shortcomings, our failures, our mistakes are an awesome opportunity for our own personal growth and development. You know, and it's essential that when you've made a mistake, when things have happened and not gone the way you thought they should, that you take the time to just reflect on it, to see how you can do that better. I have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and let this caller come on. Hello?
Hello. How are you tonight?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just, I'm really happy that I saw this. I actually just got on, and I read that you were talking about, you know, radical grace and stuff and how, you know, it affects us, right? I mean, that's what you're going for.
Right? That is what I'm going for, yes.
Right. I just had a story, and I also have a question at the very end of the story. I was, if I may tell the story.
You may tell the story. We're pretty open here and kind of relaxed. So, yeah, tell your story. I'm anxious to hear it.
Thank you. Well, this was about 2 years ago, and, well, I'm about the age of, like, 23, and, you know, I was a bit reckless about 3 years ago, and I was at a party with my friends. I was in high school. We all went to this really, really cool party. You know, there was a bunch of people there, and, you know, it was just a blast. It was at my friend's house named Jimmy Russell, and, you know, he was so cool. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. I get completely, you know, blasted, you know, very, very drunk, right? And
right.
This is just something that, you know, we all go through. I mean, you've probably done it yourself. I mean, this is just, you know, the part of life. But there's a school that's right by where we were having the party. Right, and my friend has the bright idea of going up on top of the roof, not all the way up, but up high enough to, if we were to fall off, we'd probably injure ourselves pretty bad. Now, I heard a voice in the back of my head, and I heard something say that you probably shouldn't do this, and, you know, I was just like, whatever, you know, because I'm not thinking too straight. I go up on top of the roof, and we hear a police siren go off, because apparently there was a cop patrol in the area, and he saw us coming on top. Well, I jump off of the roof, and I break both of my ankles. And
wow.
At that moment, it was not one of my brightest moments. But in that moment, I saw something, and I was knocked out when I hit impact. When I woke up, I was in the hospital. But when I was asleep, when I was knocked out, I could see that there was, you know, this weird thing. I had kind of an out-of-body experience, if you will. And I saw him. I was never a religious man until I saw him, It was this big, shining, glowing figure, and I wouldn't say it was God, but it was certainly something. You know what I mean? I was petrified in the light, you know? I was scared. I was extremely scared. And, you know, it just made me, it made me reevaluate myself. You know what I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think God gives us moments. I will say God, because I, you know, that's what gets me through, that he, even our, because I've had my share of moments that I didn't do some things that were so bright, but somehow he, that could have even caused harm to myself or others. He made a way, and he helped me through something that could have turned out a lot worse, which sounds like he did for you.
Right. And, you know, it was very eye-opening. And I saw, and I'm honest to God, I saw him. And, you know, I just wanted to take a minute and praise him because he really turned my life around. I found Jesus. I found the Lord. I found him at the very bottom of that hill that I jumped off of. At the very bottom where I made impact, I found him. And it was hard recovering, and I just looked to God and I prayed to him, and I could feel his grace on me. You know, I could feel
Well, thank you for sharing that, because it is what I'm talking about, how radical his grace is. Even when we make choices that are maybe not the wisest, he sees us through that, because I believe that he probably carried you through and placed you on the ground so that you didn't even hurt yourself as bad as it could have been.
Right.
And I feel like you had a radical experience of his grace.
Yeah, I agree. And I was just wondering, and this is hard for me to say because I've been wondering it, and I never asked my preacher because I've been too afraid. And, you know, I might as well just do it now. I might as well just come out and say it. This is my question that I wanted to ask at the very end of the story. I'm gay. I am a flaming homosexual. That is what I am. And I don't know what to do. I don't know. I know it's against God's will. And, you know, I was making debauchery. I was, you know, making love to dudes. You know, I mean, it was just, I don't know. I still do it, but it's just, I don't know if I will be forgiven. Hopefully I will, but I mean, I just don't know. And you seem to be the expert, and you know, you're a person that is with opposite sex, and I was just hoping I could get your stance on it.
Well, and you know, I'm probably one of those radical Christians that says, "And he loves you, whatever he loves you," and that's the most important thing, is that he loves you, and his grace is sufficient, even in, you know, our lifestyle and our lifestyle choices. I feel like he helps you through into the next great choice that you make. And not saying being gay is one way or the other. That's not for me to judge, because I got my own set of sins. But it is that what I do know is that his grace is sufficient, and that he loves us. In the middle of wherever we are, he loves us, and he forgives us. So first forgive yourself, pray to him, and he'll take you to the next step. Whatever that is and whatever that looks like is not for me to judge. It's for me to just tell you, brother, he loves you.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's amazing. I have to thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing. Can I take a moment just to pray for you right now? Would you mind that?
No, I won't. I appreciate it, actually. I would love it.
Okay. Well, Father God, we first thank you that you called in, and that, Father God, you know his heart. And this is your son, and I know you love him because you love me. You love me through the areas and the choices that I've made. So, Lord, we just ask you to touch him, to let him feel your love, and to let him know that whatever comes today, that your love stands still through the test of time. So you be blessed. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for calling in. And just remember, his grace is sufficient.
When you get the hell out of my house.
Well, you take, I'm going to hang up now, okay?
All right, okay, have a good one. Brady, get the hell.
Well, and that was a caller, and, you know, wherever he is and whatever is going on, and that's the same for you, that God's grace sees us past whatever we hold on to our own self and not forgive our own self. You know, wherever we are, whoever we are, his grace is just sufficient. And as I was saying, you know, sometimes his grace sets us forward in motion in our lives and pushes us forward beyond, you know, wherever we are. And a lot of times we hold ourselves to a standard that God doesn't even hold us to. He has the ability to clean up our messes and stand us up straight when we've fallen down and pick us up. So sometimes we just have to remember that he has the ability to hold us up when we don't even have the strength to hold our own self up. And he doesn't see us as a dirty, filthy rag that doesn't deserve grace, forgiveness, love. He sees us as his beloved child. That's how he sees us. Just like the prodigal son, you know, who went out, took his money, went all over the place, had a good time, you know. But when he came back, at first it says when he came unto himself, meaning that God even gave him the thought, like, you don't have to live like this. To live like this is a choice that you make. And a lot of times we put ourselves in situations and in places because of choice that we made. But thanks to his grace and his mercy and his kindness, he even will talk to us in those valley experiences and let us know, you can make another choice. So the prodigal son came to himself and realized that he could make another choice to go back home where he was, live under his father, where he had food and clothing. He had gotten himself into a state where he was basically taking care of the pigs, and for the Jewish community, that was the lowest of the low. So he had spent all his money, had a good time, lived a certain type of life, and then became, in his eyes, the lowest of the low, until he realized or came to himself. And even that thought to come to himself, God said, you know, in your father's house, even the servants are treated better than you are. So you can go home and, you know, and God knew that even when he went home, that his father would accept him and bring him to the status, which was his child, his son, and give him the best, which is the same thing God does for us. You know, we may go off word, we may forget all about God because we are doing a lot of different things, but he does not forget. He never forgets us. And when we come back from whatever state we've been in, he accepts us. He is so happy to receive us. That's that whole thing about his radical grace, his grace. So just remember that, you know, first forgive yourself, forgive others, and know that God's grace and his love and his mercy is so radical. When others will not accept you for who you are, he still loves you, and he always accepts you. And, you know, let him do the changing. Don't worry about it. He will change your heart. He will make the corrections. He will make you. He will mold you like the potter, like the clay that's in the potter's hand. He'll make it right and allow him to do that. So, you know, pretty much that's the end of the program. I'm going to go out playing Vicky Yohi again. You amaze me, because God's grace, his mercy, his love, God himself just amazes me and all that he has and all that he does for us, his children. We're not always the wayward, beat up sinners. We are his children, and he loves us
better than any humanly father could ever love us. He loves you. Remember that. He loves you. So I'm going to go out playing Vicky Yohe. You amaze me. Have a very blessed week. And give yourself a break. Give others a break. And just remember the radical grace of God. Have a good week. Vicky Yohe. Yohe, you amaze me. I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties, but we're going to play I'm at Peace by Vicky Yohe, because we can sometimes be in peace. I'm sorry about that. The song wasn't playing, so here we go. I'm at peace. Even though my heart is breaking, I'm at peace. I never thought I would be shaken, but you came and laid your hand on me, and now. And lay your hand on me now. I can see my soul has
I can see. Be blessed.
Thank you.